Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It's the 15th day of April, and I want to thank you for joining me on our journey through the Gospel of Luke. It's been a rewarding journey for me. They are all fun. I love the fact that we get to do this every day and that someone's listening. That's what has kept me doing the DDP now for, I think we've been at the DDP for at least 12 years. I think we started doing them in the 2012 area, and it's morphed, but it's always been called the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's just morphed into different things over the years. And you never know if you're going to have anybody listening. I started podcasting the DDP before I had never heard a podcast, never heard anybody else do a podcast. Not that I thought I was being a pioneer, but I didn't really know what they were. I had a background in radio, and I thought, wow, you can do radio online. People will, like, go find you. And so we did, and you did. And so here we are, over about 5.5 million audio downloads later, still talking about the Gospels and still talking about the Bible, and most importantly, still talking about Jesus, going a little deeper every day. And I want to thank you for honoring me with your presence today. I've meet people all the time who are DDP listeners, and some who say I've been listening for years and years. Some have said I've been a listener since you first started. I had someone recently tell me I've listened to every single thing that ever went out on your audio podcast, and they even, to prove it, stretched back, told me the years that things happened, and I thought, man, that's pretty serious. So thank you. I don't know what to do with that. I just keep trying to honor it by moving forward, giving you a little more content. Today we're in Luke chapter 11, verse 37. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. I want to go ahead and read the next verse, even though it's not really my concentration, but I see something in the next verse that might help us clear something up. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. Okay. I want to start with this. If eating with someone in the ancient culture was a sign that you are good, and it was, in other words, we're friends, or at least we're not enemies. You didn't sit down and eat with your enemies. Okay. To eat with someone was to converse with them and to commune with them. There was an equal footing. There was a mutual acceptance. That very fact is why Jesus is often mocked because of whom he eats with. They call him a glutton and a winebibber and a friend of sinners. He eats and drinks with the wrong people. And we know he eats and drinks with publicans and tax collectors and prostitutes. We know that there are disreputable people who find themselves at a table with Jesus. That's common. That's pretty common in most church circles that Jesus dined with those who were outside of the religious acceptabilities. And we usually call that Jesus showing that he's open to everyone. I don't think we're wrong, but I think it's incomplete. And here's why. Verse 37 we just read said that a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him, and he went and sat down to eat, which means Jesus, friend of sinners, man who ate with publicans, prostitutes, and sinners, also ate with Pharisees, which means that Jesus was on good terms there too, that he did not exclude the religious, the pious. He didn't even exclude the judgmental. You can't have a Jesus who, well, your Jesus got to look like the Jesus of the Bible, okay? And the Jesus of the Bible was not someone who said, okay, I'll eat with tax collectors because I'm all about these sinners, but I won't eat with you church people because I'm not about you. And we need to be careful if we're fashioning that version of Jesus in our consciousness. He sat down with publicans and sinners. He also sat down with Pharisees. Now, the reason I told you I thought I needed that next verse is because the Pharisee has a problem with Jesus. And so there might be a temptation for you to think, well, this says a certain Pharisee, so maybe it's Nicodemus. or someone else who finds Jesus either attractive or palatable. But the text wants to warn us that this Pharisee has some problems with Jesus' version of theology. Now, maybe that is Nicodemus, but I think it throws that in to show us that not all is particularly well and good between Jesus and this Pharisee in the way that they think. I'd also like to point out something that gets overlooked a lot of times because we've only pitched Pharisees as this brooding, and let me use an illustration from yesterday's podcast, beady-eyed, and they sort of hunched over and pious and, you know, whatever. But the truth is closer to they were the highest thought of religious sect of the day among the common people. And in his theology, Jesus more closely resembles the theology of the Pharisees of his day than he did any other religious sect. And it might be why Jesus seems to get into it more with the Pharisees, and by get into it, I mean have verbal sparrings and debates, then more with them than any other sect, because you can most properly critique your own. I'm not saying Jesus was a Pharisee, but the Pharisees were working class people. They were not aristocracy. They were not priestly caste. Working class people who believed in both the written and the oral tradition of the Old Testament, what we would call the Old Testament, and the rabbinical teaching, and they believed in a resurrection. Jesus believes all of these things. He's less Sadducee and more Pharisee. So maybe it's why his open critique of his own, maybe he sees in them the theology most closely resembling himself and sees some things worth critiquing. In either case, he's going to turn, I don't mean turn on the Pharisees and, you know, viciously go after them, but there are some woes coming up, and it's why I think he can do it, because I think they share a baseline in their understanding, but the Pharisees as a sect have started to view doing good as a separate thing than loving people, and Jesus is completely opposed to that. That's going to be the source of great contention. So tomorrow we get into the actual conversation, but I want you to think on today the fact that Jesus ate with Pharisees. He didn't just eat with publicans and sinners. He also ate with Pharisees. He was an equal opportunity grace deployer. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. God bless.